Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today, we're going to begin a series of shows that outline the availability of services for mental health care under the Affordable Care Act, what's really required by the law generally. And in subsequent shows, we'll dive deeper into mental health care services that are available for specific populations, with a focus on veterans, children, college students, and Medicare recipients. As always, here to guide us through the Affordable Care Act and its implications for all of Americans is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, welcome again, and help us understand what's new in terms of mental health coverage under the ACA.
The Affordable Care Act requires that all plans cover 10 essential health benefits, including mental health services and substance abuse services for drugs and alcohol. These 10 essential health benefits were not previously required under health plans. Some health plans had them and some didn't. Substance abuse, in this case, also known as substance use disorder, is considered a disorder by the American Psychiatric Association, and it does fall into the category of mental health services.
I think that's what's interesting. Many people wouldn't necessarily think of substance abuse, alcoholism, or drug addiction as mental health issues. So what types of services are actually available?
Well, the services include behavioral health treatment, such as psychotherapy and counseling. They also include mental and behavioral health inpatient services and substance use disorder treatment, as we just described. So it's the full range of mental health services that are covered.
So these services really are required to be covered by any insurance plan in the same way that all medical care is?
Yeah, that is the key comparison or analogy. Mental health parity law requires that plans must provide parity or similar protections between mental health and substance abuse benefits on the one hand and medical and surgical benefits on the other. In the past, obviously, it's been focused on medical care. Now, what this law says is that mental health care is medical care for purposes of insurance coverage. And what it means is that limits that are applied to mental health and substance abuse services cannot be more restrictive than limits that are applied to medical and surgical services. They have to have the same kinds of limits, for example, financial limits on deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance, out-of-pocket limits, treatment. These are limits to the number of days or visits that are covered. Care management. These are the requirements to get authorization of treatment before getting care.
So the short of it is people can now use their health care insurance to pay for most types of mental health services.
Yes, absolutely. It is important to note, though, that because mental health in the past has been kind of separate and was not covered by insurance, many mental health providers do not accept insurance. They're still kind of transitioning into that system. You need to double check to make sure that a certain mental health service provider is covered. If they are not, if that provider does not accept insurance, you can often send the bill to your insurance company and be reimbursed for part of the cost. Typically, the whole amount won't be covered, but many insurance providers will cover some of your care.
Well, Hector, thanks as always. And we'll, as I indicated, we'll be delving much deeper into mental health coverage under the Affordable Care Act in subsequent shows. Folks, we're out of time. And as always, it's a pleasure to be with you and bring you these insights from Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.